Blog Talk Radio.
With your hands lifted up, say, say it like this. Take the limit off.
Take the limit off.
Take the limit off.
Take the limit off.
Release me.
Release me.
Release me.
Release me.
Oh, take the limit off.
Take the limit off.
Take the limit off.
Take the
limit
off.
Release me.
Release me.
Oh, release me.
Release me.
Oh, take the limit off.
Take the limit off.
Take the limit off.
Take the limit off.
Release me.
Chicago, that's right, it's about to go down, y'all. Taking the Limits Off is on the air.
Hey,
it's
no limit!
It's the hottest radio show in the land, y'all. Taking the Limits Off is on the air. That's right, we are on the air, and we are broadcasting live. That's right, you heard me live from the historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church, from the birthplace of gospel music. And as always, yeah, that's right, as always, it's your boy, your host, Minister Dana L. King. I'm in the studio. Look, I ain't breaking no law. I am essential. TTL, ooh, brightness. What is going on? TTLO is essential. We are essential, man, and it's about to go down. Praise Break Friday, Gospel Battle Part 2. Look, we had all type of technical difficulties last week, but we are not going to play that game today. Hopefully Facebook will cooperate. They didn't want us to have – we tried to do the Gospel Battle last week, and Facebook was like, no, ain't going to let you do it. We can't even play with you. Not going to happen, all of that. But today we decided that we were going to try it again, and this time we're going hard. It's the Gospel Battle. Y'all ready for this? Some of y'all might think this is not a fair contest, but I think it's going to be a fair contest, and we are going to try it one more time. Today's Gospel Battle, y'all ready for this? It's going to be Kirk Franklin. Y'all know that means Kirk Franklin and the family, Kirk Franklin and the New Power Generation, and Kirk, yeah, wait a minute, that's Prince, ain't it? I just got saved last week. Wait a minute. Kirk Franklin and the – hold on. Kirk Franklin and the family. Kirk Franklin and the – I can't even think of that. I thought – wait a minute. The New Power Generation. That's that new gospel. Y'all ain't ready for it. Oh, God. I'm sorry. Oh, Lord. Let me just make sure I get – let me get all my stuff ready. Oh God, help us all today. Oh, wait a minute. How am I going to play the music through that? Oh yeah, this is going to be a problem. I'm going to have to put that back over here. I just thought about that because I need to, yeah. But anyway, it's going to be Kirk Franklin and the family, right? Going to have all that right. Kirk Franklin and the family. Not only that. Y'all stay with me. Kirk Franklin and the family versus Todd Tribbett. So we're going to have all the joints. But this is what I need y'all to do. Thank you, Kirk Franklin, New Nation. Thank you, Christina Martin. God bless you. God bless your bones, in the words of Michael Henderson. Bless your bones. New Nation. Why did I say I was close? The New Power Generation and the New Nation. They something. New Power Generation, something like gospel. The word new. That's so that's something that ain't it. That y'all ain't gonna let me, you gonna let me get away with that one. Kirk Franklin and the New Power. No. So Kirk Franklin and the new New Nation and God's Property. Thank you. I had it. I just couldn't, it was right there. I was right with the new part. The letters was in there. The letters was in there. New.
I'm sorry.
Right. But man, look, it's about to go down. I hope y'all ready for it. I'm gonna have a good time with it. Y'all come on, help me out tonight. I need you. I wanted to have somebody else in studio, but it's hard to get people in. I know people are trying to stay in the crib and all that good stuff. So I ain't tripping. But we want to make sure that for one that everybody is staying safe and all that. But let me give you the rundown on how you can be a part of today's show. If you're already listening on the line, all you got to do is push one. That'll get you to my producer. I got the best producer in the land, LaTanya Melton. If she don't get to you, then our intern, Michelle, will handle that call for you. If you're listening via Blog Talk Radio, simply dial area code 323-870-4375 is the call-in number. 323-870-4375 is the call-in number. If you want to email the show, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. That's takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. Again, one more time for the Holy Ghost, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. If you want to follow us on social media, you can do that as well. If you want to tweet the show, you can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. You can tweet the show. Why my mic sound like that? TTLO Radio. You can tweet the show that way. If you want to, tweet the show, TTLO Radio, at TLO Radio. Real simple, real easy to do. If you want to follow us on Instagram, you can do that as well. Follow us on IG on Instagram. Real simple, real easy to do. TTLO Radio. That's two T's, one L, one O. TTLO Radio is where you can find us there. If you want to follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/TTLO Radio, facebook.com/TTLO Radio is where you can find us there. And the live stream is up and running. Y'all coming on in. Y'all get ready. So this way we're going to do this. So I know I got people who are listening on Blog Talk Radio, right? Technical issues are what they are. So we're going to play some of the music. So this is the deal. Everybody on Facebook will hear all of the music, right? Because y'all are plugged into everything. Blog Talk, y'all got too many different issues going on, and then they just changed some stuff on us too. So we gonna switch it up a little bit, but we want to make sure that the music is clear, right? So most of the music is going to get played on Facebook side. We're going to handle the Blog Talk side a little bit differently, but everybody will be good. But I want you all to be able to vote on this. Is the sound cool on Blog Talk? We good? Okay. Want to make sure we are good over there. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break. And then when we come back, yes, we're going to take a quick break. And then when we come back, because I want to switch that over here. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to jump right into, we're going to check in with y'all, see how everybody's doing. And then we're going to get right into our gospel battle for today. So what I'm going to do is not to be biased or play anybody, because I was trying to hit y'all with some Kirk. I felt that in my spirit, but not the New Power Generation Kirk, but the New Nation Kirk. I still feel that New Power Generation in my spirit. So my doctor didn't cover gospel music. That was not part of the situation. Is that cold? No. Okay. So look, this is what we're gonna do. Let me get y'all stuff right.
Do
here.
You realize that you're alive right now at the greatest time in history? Come on, you realize. Look somebody in the eye, told you know. You're alive at the greatest time in history. We can change the world. Come on, do you realize? To be alive, man. The disciples only wish they had the internet and jets and cell phones and the ability to take the gospel all over the world. Somebody scream! Do you realize? There is greatness on you. Tell somebody there's greatness on you. You're a chosen generation. A royal priesthood.
We are a chosen generation.
can change the world.
I want to clear some things up for everybody so that everybody is cool and everybody has what they need. So it's also Palm Sunday, right? It's also Palm Sunday. Get the from the table in there, one of those, one of each. It's Palm Sunday. So I want to make sure that everybody is good. Right, I want to clear up any misnomers. I want to make sure everybody is okay, everybody is good, and everybody has what they need. Thank you. All right, so it's Palm Sunday, right? So here are y'all seen these before. We got our palms and everything. So what we did was we set these up so that our members here at the historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church, y'all know the birthplace over here on the south side, 4501 South Vincennes Avenue. Our internet service starts at 11 o'clock. Our regular service, when everybody gets gathered together, starts at 10:55. But our internet service starts at 11 o'clock. But it is also, not only is it Communion Sunday, and let me help y'all out, and I don't want to hurt nobody's. I know everybody has their traditions and everything, but I want to make sure we are all clear, we're covered. I don't want anybody to feel like they are doing less than what they should be doing or anything like that. So let me just clear up some misnomers. Communion is not relegated to first Sunday. It's not even related to Sunday, right? You can do communion any day, right? The Bible says, as often as you do this in remembrance of me. That's what Jesus said. Now, let me not even say Bible. Jesus said in the Bible, as often as you do this in remembrance of me. So I don't want you to feel like if you don't take communion on first Sunday or whatever, that you're missing out on something. All right. So I want to make sure that's clear. You don't have to take my word for it. Open your Bible and do a check for yourself. All right. Now let's talk about communion. I went out and thank you. My producer went out and grabbed. These are the elements that we use for communion. So it's already mixed. It has the grape juice in here, and then it has, for those of you watching on Facebook, it has the bread, which is covered in a seal at the top, right? That's covered in a seal at the top, and then you pull the second seal and you get your wine. Seal bread, second seal wine. I'm not going to open this because I don't want to do that here. Although I could give my, I could take communion now if I chose to, right? But I'm choosing not right now because I believe that the act of communion is one of the most holy things that you can do. So I'm not going to do it just for demonstration purposes on the air. But I wanted you all to see that. But I want to make something clear. If you do not have one of these at home, right? If you do not have one of these at home, you can stick. You can still have communion. You can still partake in the Lord's Supper. What I would suggest to you, and I'm thankful for all of my brothers in ministry who have been posting things up and everything. I am grateful for them. What you can do is this. You can go and get you some crackers and some Welch's grape juice. All you need to do is pour you a little glass of grape juice. If you want a big glass, that's fine, but pour a little glass of grape juice and get you one little saltine cracker. And you can break that cracker in half. You don't even need a full-size cracker. break that cracker in half, a cracker and some wine. Pray over it. And when your church does communion on Sunday, if you're watching an online broadcast, and when they do their communion service, just follow the directions just like you would if you were in the physical sanctuary. I want to make that clear, right? I don't want us to be confused or taken aback thinking that we're missing out on something, right? I feel like I would be, my favorite word that they used to tease me about, I'd be remiss if I didn't tell you all that you're capable of doing this. And here's the other two. Traditionally, listen to my words now. Traditionally, communion was served by ordained priests or preachers, right? Traditionally, priests, preachers, in Baptist churches, deacons, or whatever. Traditionally, let me help you with that. You do not have to be. Now I know I'm in trouble, but you don't have to be ordained to serve communion. You don't have to be ordained to serve communion. Why do I say that? Because that way you can serve yourself communion. You can serve yourself communion, right? It is part of our tradition that we serve you because we are servants. It is part of our tradition that we walk the aisles and we serve you, or that we allow you to come around and then serve you. But there is nothing biblical. Y'all help me now. Don't get mad at me. There is nothing biblical. When y'all send up the smiley faces, I know y'all like to push them, but when I see them angry faces float across the screen, I often wonder, did y'all mean to push the angry face, or did y'all do it, you know, because you was pushing the button fast? I often get that confused. But anyway, I want to make sure that we understand that. So, again, Communion Sunday, we call it Communion Sunday because we traditionally have communion on first Sundays in our churches. But you know, the Catholic Church, and I believe the Lutheran Church, when they participate in Mass, they do it every church service. And Mass, churches have Mass every day. Every day churches have Mass. So that means there's communion being served every day. Okay, every day. So we need to be careful with that. I know we have our traditions, but I want to make sure we understand that. I'm not knocking tradition because I was raised Baptist. Let me put it that way. I was raised Baptist. Lately though, I've been feeling, but they won't let me be great. People let me be great. But I've been feeling a little Baptist. You know, I'm a little Baptist costume. That's what I really believe. I'm a little Baptist costal, so I want to make sure that we get that and we understand. So again, Palm Sunday. Shante says, what you say, Shante? Read 2 Corinthians 11:34. I believe that's the scripture. Help me out. Now see, y'all ain't gonna send me off. See, I have to watch y'all because people be trying to. I can't live it down from before. My producer won't let me live down when my man tricked me into looking for Job 25:17, had me on here looking for Job 25:17, and I'm in the middle of talking and searching, you know. See, I'm about to blame somebody else for it. But see, had my producer just had looked it up for me, then I could have been saved that embarrassment, you know, but it's all good. The King James Bible, 2 Corinthians 11:34. 2 Corinthians 11:34. Okay, let me make sure I got you right now. 2 Corinthians 11:34. Yeah, it do feel like a send. It do feel like a send off mission. It really do. Let me look at this again because I want to make – where's my Bible app? Boom, there we go right there. All right, 2 Corinthians 11:34, and it reads – I need to be in there with my man say, read, daughter, read. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together unto condemnation, and the rest will I set in order when I come. Okay, yeah, that's the end of the communion scripture. But again, this is why it's so important. This is me talking, right? This is why it's so important that we don't just do communion on Sunday because it's part of our tradition, that we do it because we're honoring the sacrifice of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's why I always prefer to read the second Chronicle scripture, because I think we need to always recognize these very important verses, and I'll read the entire thing. Starting at the 24th verse, Second Chronicles chapter 11, starting at the 24th verse, it says this: "And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner, he took the cup when he supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me." He says, "For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come." Now, this is the part. We normally read that, right? People normally get that part, but we don't go into this part, which is so very, 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 very important. Verse 27, "Wherefore whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord." So then verse 28 says, "But let a man examine himself, and let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body." Can I keep going? Verse 30, y'all might want to think about this in the times that we're in right now. Verse 30, "For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep." I ain't trying to scare nobody. I'm just telling y'all what it say. This is Bible. Let me read that again. Verse 30, "For this cause," what cause? Meaning for doing this thing right here, for drinking this just for show, for drinking this just because it's first Sunday, for drinking it just because you see everybody else drinking it. That's what this cause. "For this cause," huh? "For this cause, many are weak and sickly." I could teach this if they let me. "Many are sick and are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep." Can I keep going? "For if we would judge ourselves," meaning if you take a look at yourself before you do this, come on now, "then you would not be judged." Now, verse 32, "But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when ye come together, eat, tarry for one another." And that's the verse that Chiante was giving me. "Tarry for one another, and if any man hunger, let him eat at home." This is not a part of a meal. This ain't a snack. This ain't a happy meal. This ain't none of that. "Treat this as though it is the Lord's body and his blood that was shed for you, and nothing else." And this is what I like to always tell people. If you don't feel in your heart that on the day communion is served that you should be taking it, guess what? You don't have to. And you don't have to feel guilty about not taking it. I want y'all to get that. Please get that. It is not necessary. It is not necessary that you take it. If later on, and watch this, I don't care if you are the janitor at the church or you are a preacher or pastor at the church, you can exempt yourself from taking communion. Watch this. It is an act of humility to say, you know what? Because, see, pride will have you taking communion because you don't want to be ashamed of people looking at you not take it. Come on, somebody. Y'all don't hear me. I have stood in front of a congregation when I know I wasn't right in my spirit, when I know that I had some things on my heart, when I knew I was carrying anger for some people, and when the tray came to me, I passed. I gave a simple, come on now, I gave a simple wave of the hand, saying I'm good. And I turned around, and when we was all standing in the front, we all got our robes on, because we had robes on first. You know, that's that overly traditional stuff. But we had to wear robes on first Sunday. And so I'm standing there with my good robe on, and then I turn around, and everybody in line got a cup but me. And so all eyes were on me, and I didn't care, because I was more concerned about what the Word of God said than I was about what people thought about me not taking communion. So I want you all to remember that. Don't allow people to push you into things, right? So this is a serious thing. Okay, all right. Palm Sunday. So y'all know this Sunday is Palm Sunday. This is the Sunday that we remember Jesus making his triumphant entrance back into Jerusalem, right? So this is the time where the people were laying down palms as he was coming in, and laid them down when he rode in I'm gonna save this for later, but when he rode in on a young colt, the Bible says he rode in on a young ass. Don't get mad at me. Get mad at what the book say. But this is the time we recognize that. So when everybody was yelling and screaming, Hosanna in the highest, some of the same folks that was yelling and screaming Hosanna in the highest was saying crucify him a week later. But we ain't going to we'll say that for another time. But I want to make sure you all got that right. So again, first Sunday, Communion Sunday, you can join in with us. Our broadcast starts at 11 o'clock. We got something new for on our broadcast Sunday too. So y'all check it out, man. I am excited for worship this coming Sunday. We've had a young lady that's been coming and helping us with our worship since we've had to restrict how many people can be in the building. So we haven't had our choir in the building, but so it's just been our musicians, a couple of our people on our leadership team, and myself and the pastor. But we have been having a wonderful time. This young lady will be back again this Sunday to help us worship, man. She has an amazing voice. And I'll be remiss if I didn't tell y'all our drummer, Ira, he goes by Lionel on Facebook. That's his real name. But he is an amazing singer, man. So I am excited about worship this Sunday. So y'all check us out at 11 o'clock. And if you don't have your communion, we have made arrangements for those people here, members of Ebenezer, to get their communion. So some people have came to church and picked it up. We open the door, they come in, they get it, they go right back up. There's no contact. We're not violating any laws or anything like that. And then we've had to drop some off to a couple of members who weren't able to get out or who just didn't feel comfortable coming out. All we did was take it to their front doors, drop it in their mailbox, or leave it on their front porch in a little Ziploc bag. We made a phone call. We stepped away, got in our cars. They came down, got it, went back in the house. Everything was good. So we're not breaking any laws. We just want to make sure people have what they need. If you weren't able to get one, again, look, you can get a biscuit. I ain't even being funny. You can get a biscuit and some grape juice. Now, if y'all want to be authentic and bake you some bread and some real and get you some real wine. If y'all want to get y'all, look, some cornbread and some Harvey Manischewitz, Harvey's Bristol Cream. Now, let me tell y'all. Now, if you go and get you some Harvey cornbread and some cognac, I won't know what membership you are part of. What jurisdiction are you a part of? We're not doing hot water cornbread and Hennessy. I know some of y'all are going to take it a little too far. It's one drink, and still eating communion after we serve, meaning after we've done the eat together and drink together, and then we done said amen and gave the benediction, and if you still sitting there eating and drinking your wine, you didn't have communion. I don't know what you was doing. You was doing something else. So I want to make sure we're clear. Okay, I want to make sure we are clear on that matter. All right, we good? We good. Everybody good? All hearts clear? Man, also, too, man, I've seen Oh, I want to clear something up too. All right, so you all know the death toll. Let me do this. I know we got the battle coming. We got the battle. Tanya, what time is it? 7:43. We good. We're gonna have 30 minutes of battle. And then we getting out of here because I don't want the police saying that we out. We essential. So I got some documentation just in case. But we essential. Anyway, so y'all been seeing the death toll totals go up every day, right? So let me make sure we're understanding this because the media has not cleared this up for us, and I really wish they would express this. So this is what happens. So today they're reporting that I think some 600 more people died from COVID-19 or the coronavirus. COVID-19, we'll stick to COVID-19 because that's the strand for this particular virus. Coronavirus is a virus. It is a type of virus. COVID-19 is a strand of coronavirus. So we're clear. All right. So they said that people, another 600 or 700 people died today of the coronavirus. I want to clear that up. Right? What happens is this. The medical examiners released a certain time. In that report, it's deemed that that person died from whatever that person died from, right? So let me put it to you like this. Every day they release a report. So people die all day, every day, correct? But when the coroner does his do the report on the cause of death, right? When the medical examiner does the report on cause of death, that comes out. So what happens is it wasn't that 600 people dropped dead today. Please don't allow that to get in your head, because when you hear that number, you instantly start thinking, oh my God, oh my God. No. This simply means that 600 people that died in the last 2 weeks, those results just came out, and the results say that they died of corona, and it was newly reported today. It's not that 600 people dropped dead today. It's just that it was reported today. They were just able to prove. If somebody died from passes away today, even and it could be from the coronavirus today, by the time the medical examiner does the report and says what the cause of death was, you might not get that for 7 to 10 days, which means today's person died today will be reported 10 days from now. So that person will be in that number. So please don't, I know the media is busy trying to make sure that we have all the pertinent information, and I know that, unfortunately, good, bad news sells. But so that we understand this, there was not 1,000 new deaths today. It was 1,000 new reports that came out from people that had already previously died and were just getting the results of what caused their death. Anybody who's in the medical field can tell you. If I got friends who are in the medical field, they will confirm this for you. It is not that 700 people were alive yesterday and dropped dead today of the coronavirus. That is not what happened. It simply means that they died. It simply means that they died, and now it's being reported what killed them. Okay? Check it out. You don't believe me? Pull CDC. Look at how they get their numbers. Again, 1,000 people didn't go to sleep last night, and 1,000 of them didn't wake up today from corona. That's not the case. Because if they did this for heart attacks every day, right? You would see the same. You would see the same exact thing. You would see all of a sudden they would tell you that 1,000 people died of heart attacks today. That's not the case. It's that 1,000. Right. You got to do the autopsy first. So thank you, Shante. You got to do the autopsy first. So I want to make sure we're clear on that, because people are already scared enough as it is. People are scared enough as it is, and I don't want to extend the fear. I don't want to extend the fear, right? We got enough stuff going on, and we don't need to be more afraid, right? We don't need to be more afraid. Amen. So I want to make sure we got that. When they report 600 people died of corona today, it's not that they died today. It's just that there were 600 new reports that were released from medical examiners today. That's what that means. All right. Do we have that? We good? We good? And I confirmed my info with some medical people before I got in here, too. So I don't want nobody saying, you know, look, my doctorate doesn't cover medical. I can't help you with nothing. Although I've seen enough episodes of ER and Chicago Med that I do believe I can give somebody a tracheotomy if I needed to. I just give me a knife. I really believe I could give somebody a tracheotomy if I need to. Huh? No? Y'all ain't feeling that? Okay, never mind. That wasn't covered in my they didn't cover that at Liberty. All right. We good? All right. Is that it? Did I get everything? Did I miss anything? We good? All right. Let's go. All right. So while I was doing all that talking, I should have been getting my music together, but I'm ready. So we're going to go first. So Pastor Person, I don't know if he's still on here or not. Pastor Darryl N. Person. Let me say his whole government name. I was going to say his middle name, but he might get mad. Pastor Darryl N. Person. he already done voted for Kirk Franklin. I ain't played that song, and he done put his vote in for Kirk Franklin. Don't forget House. Oh, right. You know what? I was late to watching House, Shiante. House is good, though, but House had too many diseases going on House. It was too much stuff going on House. All right. So here we go. Kirk Franklin versus Ty Tribbett. So this is what I need y'all to do. All right. So my people on Blog Talk, if you're able to go to a Facebook page, go to TikTok on Facebook page. I need you to get there, vote something, please. My brother, my sister, somebody, help us out. If you can do that. Can you do that? All right. So Kirk Franklin, I'm going to go old school Kirk first. Now, let me say something, too. Pastor Person is prejudiced or biased. Let me say it that way. He don't like Ty Tribbett. That's the first. I could have said Kirk Franklin versus, let me think of a gospel artist that I'm not really a big, super big fan of. I could have said Kirk Franklin versus Charlie Brown. I could have said Ty Tribbett versus Charlie Brown sings gospel. And he would have picked Charlie Brown from Peanuts. He don't like Ty Tribbett. I know that for a fact. He's not a fan of Ty Tribbett. It could have been Cartman from South Park versus Ty Tribbett singing gospel. He would have picked from South Park. He don't like Ty Tribbett at all. I remember him telling me that when I was right around when we first met. We were talking about gospel music, about something. And he just let it be known. I am not a fan. He said that Ty guy is what he called him, the Ty guy. So, he don't like Ty Tribbett at all. I like Ty Tribbett. Ty Tribbett is just a different kind of, he's just a different kind of worshiper. But all right, let's go. Let me do this. All right, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to Kirk. And I'm going to go Kirk Franklin, right? I'm going to go all the way back. Y'all ready? Right. Let me get the albums. Where the albums at? See, now this computer was working just lovely. Can I say album? Okay, here we go. So we're going to go Kirk Franklin. And I think I'm going to hit y'all with this one here first. Because we want to go all the way back a little bit. And then we're going to go back to some early Ty Tribbett. And then we're going to see how y'all feel about it. Okay? All right. Come on. All right. Here we go. So let's start with this one right here. What was that noise? I get nervous when I hear noises outside. All right, let's go right here with this one. Little Kirk Franklin, y'all. Let's see what we do. Come on, Kirk. My. So this is how we're going to do the votes to make it fair. Try to call in to vote. 323-870-4375. Is that the call-in number? Yeah. 323-870-4375. Not yet, though. Not yet. But she's going to put the number back up in a little while. But not you good. You're not put up there yet. Y'all need to share this and get some and tell your people to call to get in here so they can vote. Come on, sing. Why the music breaking up? All right. All right. We are coming on back. Thank you, Shantae, for that. Hopefully that'll clear itself up. Facebook don't like when we worship. All right. So that was the Kirk Franklin. That was Kirk Franklin. Let me touch you and see if you are real. That was Kirk Franklin. Let me touch you and see if you are real. That was on the. Let me see which album that was on. Yeah, that was on Kirk Franklin. But that was Kirk Franklin and the Family. Let me touch you and see if you are real. All right. So that was Kirk. We're going to keep going. Let's go back to let's see. So I'm going to keep it even. I'm going to play similar songs. God bless you, Marva Do, First Lady Do, Leading Lady Do. I don't like the term First Lady. Leading Lady Do from the Antioch Church. We're still praying for you and the Antioch family over there, Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. My mentor, Dr. Gerald M. Do, is the pastor over there. All right, y'all. We are coming in now. Ty Tribbett, song called Everything. Huh? We're going to let this go. We'll be back in a few. Come on, Ty. Sing something. All right. We're coming on back. That was Ty Tribbett, You're Everything to Me. Ty Tribbett, You're Everything to Me. So far, it was Ty Tribbett. And it's Ty Tribbett, Kirk Franklin. Now y'all can start. You can open the phone lines, 323-870-4375. 323-870-4375 is the call-in number. When you call in, you got to push 1. That's the only way we're going to be able to take your vote, right? That's the only way we're going to be able to take your vote. 323-870-4375 is the call-in number. 323-870-4375 is the call-in number. If you want to vote, if you want your vote to count, that's the way you're going to have to do it. 323-870-4375. Push 1, and you'll be able to get your vote in. Tell us all I need you to do. Tell us where you're calling from, who your church is, what else we want. Just say, no, you can say Kirk or Ty on the call-ins. It's Kirk or Ty. Just say Kirk or Ty. It's real simple. Kirk or Ty. Kirk or Ty. Kirk or Ty. So here we go. 323-870-43. We already got a call. We got a call on that now. Okay. Yeah, you got it. 323-870-4375. My producer going to check y'all out. Make sure y'all good. That might be. Okay, yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna go ahead and let it through. Let's see here. We already got a caller so far. So now we only get to vote once. You finna vote already? You ain't heard number 2 songs. You finna vote now?
Yep.
caller, who am I speaking with? You going for Ty?
The pastor, the good evangelist, Shiante Bulis.
How you doing, Shiante Bulis?
Doing wonderful, Dr. Dana. Ty Tribbett got my vote tonight. Sorry, Dr. Person. Sorry.
That's all right. I am mad. Ty Tribbett got your vote. That's good. How are you doing out there in being confined out there in Freeport?
Bored.
I know, right? I know. She said bored. All right, well, we're going to keep the lines open. Thank you so much for the faithful listener, Dante. We appreciate you.
Now, all right,
press 1 again. Press 1 again to get out, or if you just hang up, either one. All right, be good. All right, so we got. That was so far we got 1 vote. You keep the track, right? We got 1 vote for Ty Tribbett. Next up, we finna go back. Is Christina still on? Look here. Everybody, now I've said this a million times, right? I don't want a funeral. I've said this a million times, right? Everybody that knows me know I don't want no funeral. Because for one, I don't want people standing over there lying on me. I don't want nobody lying, talking about, we was tight, we was homies, we was boys or whatever. No, stop. Right? Plus, I don't want all that extra stuff. Everybody knows me know I told y'all what I want. Look, y'all have a little memorial service. Run me down to the crematorium. Light me up. And then take my ashes over to Jamaica and dump them off the side of a mountain in Jamaica, and we good. That's all in the paperwork. It's all in the paperwork. Your airplane ticket is covered, everything. All you got to do is take the ashes. And that's it, right? Okay, all right. But here's the song. This song is only 2 songs at my memorial service, right? So now I got a bunch of people listening on Facebook right now and watching. I only want 2 songs. This is the other one right here. This one right here. This bad boy right here. Come on, Kirk. This here got that good on it. Huh? It's starting to be choppy. All right, y'all. Come on. See, Shiante, you voted too fast. Say she about to change her vote. Hold on, my pod coming. That's it. Yeah. Let me tell y'all something. Tamela Mann was singing that song. Look. Look here. Tamela Mann was singing that song. I don't know if y'all know it or not. Come on, come on. Come on in here. She was singing that song. Come on. All right. I felt that. We got a call? Oh, 323-870-4375 is the call-in number. Come on, hold on. Wait. My God. Huh? Y'all better come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Hey. Yes, sir. Come on in here. All right. All right. That was Don't Take Your Joy Away. Come on, Ty Tribbett. This one gets me every time. Oh, the goodness. Oh, gee. Come on. Wait. I was thinking so. Now, I want to give y'all a warning because the song get real deep right here. Real deep. Come on, Ty. Come on. Talk to him. My God. glory. My God, my God, my God, my God. Come on, y'all. He's been what? Yes, he has. Come on, come on, come on. Hold on, hold on. Woo! Come on, hold on. Can we bounce a little bit? So we played four songs. We played four songs. We played four songs. Two Kirk Franklins, two Ty Tribbetts. We've only had one vote, one call-in vote so far. His vote don't count. He didn't call. Oh, okay. We want them to call. We want them to call. 323-870-4375. He voted before the songs was even played. Dead biased. Well, 323-870-4375. Kirk Franklin versus Ty Tribbetts. So we gonna pick it up a little bit, right? We're gonna pick it up a little bit. So I wanna go to this one here. Who was that just played? That was Ty, right? Ty Tribbetts. So we just played Ty Tribbett. Again, Kirk Franklin versus Ty Tribbett. Just having some fun, man, on Praise Break Friday. You don't know how we do, man. We have a good time. We only got a few minutes left in the show. We're not going to keep y'all too long. But this is going to be good. Kirk Franklin, Ty Tribbett. We're just trying to give y'all a little bit of something different. I didn't want to be overly deep tonight. And y'all got enough folks prophesying and everybody. Prayer is always good. But we got enough folks preaching and prophesying. And let me say this, too. Thank God, man, for I saw some of my brothers in ministry have started doing their devotionals daily during the week. I'm so grateful for that. I'm going to start mine next week and everything too. But we're gonna keep it going. So, all right. So this one comes from 1997. This is from Kirk Franklin. God's is this from? Let me click this again. Oh, huh? Do a watch party for it or something? On a watch party on freedom? Okay, I'll do it. Remind me before we. Okay. So here we go. Here we go. Here we go. We have Dana Miller voted. I vote for Don't Take Your Joy Away. I just got the it's Kirk Franklin. I just saw the what was that message? Where'd that message come from? She sent the message to TTLO. She must have sent it to TTLO. It popped up on the screen in the corner over here. So I don't know where it went, but that was Dana Miller. She voted for Kirk Franklin. She voted for Kirk Franklin. All right. So y'all know some of y'all lost y'all minds on this one, but this is from God's Property from Kirk Franklin's New Nation. Here we go. Y'all ready? Here you go. Oh, if I turn the volume up, that might help, right? Really? Best looking chair dancer ever? Really? That's a chair praise dancer. Get it right. What? That's the Earl Flynn. All right, let me get my neck triggered. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We was getting it. We was getting it. Y'all don't know, man. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something. When I was, this was in 90, this is in 97. I was good in the club then. I was real good in the club in 97. This song would come on in the club, and everybody would still be dancing, right? Except the saved people. The people who knew the Lord was like, nope, can't even do it. all of the non-saved people was juking to Kirk. I mean, they was out there grinding to Kirk, talking about all out in the club. We was on the side like, no, I can't. You know, we felt some kind of way. So we didn't get it in to stomp in the club. They did play this in the club, though, and people was getting their juke on in the club, talking about stomp. So that's Kirk Franklin. It's Praise Break Friday, y'all. The Gospel Music Battle Part 2. Kirk Franklin versus Ty Tribbett. Kirk Franklin versus Ty Tribbett. If you have ideas for next week Friday, email us, takinglimitsoff@comcast.net, or drop your ideas in the chat or inbox TTA Taking Limits Off Media Group Facebook page if you have ideas for next week's battle. Now, look, if you go back and grab a choir from 1950-something, their music needs to be available on Spotify or iTunes so I can load it for next week. Kirk Franklin. So far, Kirk winning. If we count that other vote, Kirk winning. Okay. All right. Y'all ready? Let me see if my little mix name worked. Okay, y'all. That was Kirk. And then Ty came out of nowhere. This is the first one that Ty hit us with when he first came out. Y'all ready? No way. Kirk, Ty Tribbett. That could be good. That could be good. All right, all right, all right. Tribute. That's the GA chant. Dana Miller voting for Ty Tribbett. So she picking songs. She picking the song versus what song. I like your idea though, but she all right. All right, all right, all right. I got to slow it down because I done got tired. Y'all know I'm almost 50. Can I just say something? I'm depressed if I can't take my road trip on for my birthday. I'm going to be real depressed. All right. All right. So that was, what did we do? We had Stomp, God's Property. Stomp, God's Property. And then we had No Way. Then we had No Way. I know Facebook is breaking up, y'all. Please forgive me. I don't know why Facebook is doing all of this extra stuff. I know it's not breaking up on the other side, but we had God's Property, Stomp by God's Property from Kirk Franklin's New Nation, and then we had No Way, the G.A. Chant by Ty Tribbett. No Way, G.A. Chant by Ty Tribbett. They saying it's super. Is it super choppy now? Is it acting up real extra? Oh, it stopped. Yeah, if y'all all refresh y'all screens, y'all browsers, go out, come in real quick. That ought to clear up the choppiness because it's clear up on our end. So I'm going to give y'all a chance to do that. Let me do this this thing real quick. Did you send me that on? I can play that here. So was this a preview for what they're doing? Is this a commercial for the thing, or is this just – okay, got it. Got it. Okay, for those of you in the Chicagoland area, every year Freedom okay, Freedom Missionary Baptist Church in Hillside. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm pausing because I'm trying to listen because it's on a delay. So I'm trying to listen to myself to hear what y'all hear. But anyway, Freedom Missionary Baptist Church in Hillside, Illinois, does this amazing performance every year right before Easter. It would have been this weekend, right? It would have been this weekend, Palm Sunday weekend, called Raise the Praise. Is an amazing event where it is strictly praise. It's just praise dancing, right? That's the whole thing. But no singing, right? It's just praise dancing. It's praise dancing. It's the entire mime praise dancing ministry and all that stuff. So what they're going to do is because they're not able to have it because of the COVID-19 and the whole lockdown and everything, they are going to do. I was trying to pull up the. Okay. Oh, okay, there it is. It says, this Saturday, April 4th at 12 noon sharp for a gospel watch party. Normally, this would be Freedom Baptist Church's Youth Performing Arts annual weekend to present our latest dances, drills, songs, and drama production. in honor of the children working so hard all this year, all to be disappointed due to us having to postpone this year. We are asking everyone to please join us as we watch together Raise the Praise 9. Yeah, get my Roman numerals right. Raise the Praise 9 production from last year. Unfortunately, we cannot stream on Facebook due to the music rights, so you must go to the church website, enjoyfreedom.org. Oh, so it's not a watch party. Got it. It's a gospel watch party on their website. Got it, because they can't do it on Facebook, right? So, yeah, that's going to be at – oh, it disappeared off my screen. Really? Yeah, it's going to be at 12 noon this Saturday. At 12 noon. So please go to Freedom Baptist Church. You'll be able to get the information there at 12 noon, Freedom Baptist Church website. That's in Hillside, Illinois. They're going to be showing the Raise the Praise from last year, Raise the Praise 9. So you can go to their website and watch it. It's something great. If you have children at home, praise dancers, if you are a praise dancer, ever been in a mime ministry or anything like that, this would be an excellent opportunity for you to do something. 12 o'clock noon. It's roughly about 2.5 hours, maybe 2.5 hours. It's going to show you all of that. So you can get that. And this, I promise you, you won't be disappointed. If y'all pay close attention, you'll get to see Baby Sweet. Taylor is in the video somewhere in the video. right. She in a lot of it. So that's my producer's cheering. So you can see her there. For that. So again, check that out this Saturday. All right. 323-870-4375. Call in number. Ty Tribbett, Kirk Franklin. How many votes do we have currently? Who's winning? Kirk Franklin winning 3-1. Kirk Franklin winning 3-1. 3-1. I know Dana Miller tried to vote per song. She tried to vote per song. You can't really, it's not fair to vote per song because I'm the one, huh? I haven't voted yet. So I haven't voted yet. I haven't voted yet. You voted for Ty. So it's 3-2. Kirk, 3. Okay, okay. We're going to keep going. Can we pop lock for Jesus? What? I still got it. Hold on. Uh-oh, watch out now. What? Anyway, let's go. All right, the song gets. See, messed around, y'all. The lost my song. All right, y'all ready? We going back now. All right. I don't want to be depressing. However, I already told y'all, the first song I want sung at my funeral, right? Second song at the memorial, not a funeral. This is only two songs. Two songs. Both of my Kirk Franklin songs. Our Kirk Franklin songs. Y'all ready? Here we go. Yeah, Lord. And that's the mic right there. Ooh, wee Jesus. Come on. And he'll never, help me say never. 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 Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. It's mine. My deliverance. My healing. My joy. Oh, yeah. My. All right, y'all. It's Kirk versus Ty. It's Kirk versus Ty. It's Kirk versus Ty. Come on, come on. Y'all better come on. Y'all better come on and get it. I'm getting mine. You better get yours. I'm getting mine. You better get yours. All right, all right, all right. All right. Okay. All right, all right, all right. Did we play this one already back? Oh, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Let me see. Let's see. Let's see. Let's see. Oh, no, we did that one. Yeah, we did. We did. We did. Oh, no, we didn't. No, we didn't. Come on. Come on. Woo! I just want to do the clap for Ty Tribbett since I can't sing. Can I just do the clap? Say what? Telling me not to do something. Come on, Ty. Let me get it. Let me come on. Come on. Hope for tomorrow. Come on, Master. Woo! This one I risk the praise team right here. Songs like this. This one I you know, I be missing my spot. Rich. Yeah. Shout out. Healer. My God. My. Like I said, I hope y'all being blessed by this. Just wanted to do something different for today. Just wanted to do something a little different. Yes. Woo! It's Ty Tribbett versus Kirk Franklin, the gospel music battle. Ty Tribbett versus Kirk Franklin. If you want to call in, we're taking your votes on Facebook. We're taking your votes. You can call in 323-870-4375. We're taking them via email, taking them off at comcast.net. We're taking them in the taking limits off inbox. You can vote that way as well. Kirk Franklin versus Ty Tribbett. Right now, who's winning? Kirk Franklin is winning. I'm going to tell y'all about how much, but Kirk Franklin is winning right now. He's winning right now. You still have time to join in. You still have time to vote. Kirk Franklin versus Ty Tribbett. We're just having some fun. It ain't about who's better or whatever. It's just that we're just having some fun. I want to do something to help alleviate y'all's stress at a time like this. So it's Kirk Franklin versus Ty Tribbett. Again, the caller number 323-870-4375 is the caller number. If you want to call in and give your audio vote, you can do that. 323-870-4375, and then press 1 when you do call. Press 1 for your vote when you do call. 323-870-4375. Push 1 for your vote. All right. That was, that's been 6 songs total, right? 3 Kirks, 3 ties, 3 Kirks. We got 10 minutes left in the show. That's enough time for 2 more songs. 2 more songs. All right. I'm gonna go out. Where's my Kirk list? Where'd my Kirk list go? See? Now why would this computer? Okay, there we go. All right, let's go one more. Come on. All right, go back one more. All right, here we go. So, it got choppy again. I know, man. Facebook is doing some extra stuff with this choppy signal. You know, and it only does it when we get ready. Monday, we had no choppy stuff, did we? Monday, we were fine. Yeah, Monday, we were fine. It's when we get ready to start playing music. I think they do that on purpose. But if I was in here DJing and playing some, I bet if I was in here playing Get the Hole. Huh? What? I'm just saying. The song is called Get the Hole, not that. That's the name of the song, Get the Hole. I know y'all didn't. But if I... Ooh, Walter Hawkins versus Richard Smallwood. That's good. Really? Really? All right. So we're going to go with... We got less than 10 minutes left. I have to get 2 more songs. So... I'm gonna hit y'all with this last one. I'm gonna hit you with this one right here. Kirk Franklin. Can I get my Kirk on? Oh, it's real bad now.
Yes, I did see that. I forgot to. Yeah, he did finally say thank you for. Yeah, that was that guy we reached out to that night, and we sent him something or something like while we were live, and he finally, yeah.
All right, we're coming on back. We are coming on back. We are coming on back. Thank y'all so much for y'all patience. I apologize for all of our technical difficulties. I know it has not been the greatest. It's always something when you're trying to do something where God gonna get the glory. Stuff wanna act completely up. But we gonna keep going. That's what we do. Because we are faithful to the ministry, because he's been faithful to us. So we want to make sure we keep going and we don't get discouraged, because somewhere somebody is going to enjoy this. Do me a favor. If you're watching this on a replay, type replay. If you end up watching this on a replay, we're live right now. But if you end up watching this on a replay, my brother, my sister, please hit that replay. Just type replay for me. I appreciate y'all for doing that, man. It's an absolute pleasure. All right. That was the last Kirk Franklin. Here was the last Ty Tribbett. And we going home. We going to count the votes, and then we going home. But that's what y'all, this was going to help us in everything that's going on right now. Come on. Huh? Because it's not. Y'all believe God can turn this thing around right now? We got going. Come on.
Over, give up, more, greater than my situation. He turned my
My. Ah, come on. I like this part. No more crying days. Come on. No more dying days. Huh? He turned it. Huh? Come on. We ain't scared of no corona. Come on. Let's go. Yes? All right. I can't wait till Sunday. Oh, I forgot to mention, if you have to be sitting in the living room on Sunday morning, get ready for virtual church. Tune in to Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church this Sunday at 11 o'clock, where your boy will be bringing the morning word for y'all listeners and for y'all watchers, bringing the morning word. and then the live video just kicked, it just kicked me off saying your live video stopped. There was an error publishing your feed. Wow. 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 Wow, wow, wow. We good. We good. So, anyway. Anyway. I can't even get mad. All I can do is laugh at the foolery. But we good. We're going to get out of here. For those of you on the Blog Talk side, we apologize for y'all's lack of music or and all that good stuff. But we're going to get ready to get out of here. Let me do this real quick because I cannot leave and not do the prayer. That would not be cool. It won't even let me go back on live. anyway, y'all, we are going to go off the air. I'm sorry I couldn't get back on. I was trying to get back on to do a quick prayer. Let me see if he'll let me get on from my phone real quick. All right, y'all. So look, I had to do a live from my phone because I don't know what's going on with the computers. But the computers kicked us off. But we good anyway. But I didn't want to leave my TTLO people without giving y'all a prayer. We end every show with a prayer, and that's not going to stop. Today. We're not going to stop today because we weren't able to. We every show with a prayer. So I wanted to give y'all that. God bless you, Bishop Henderson. Bless you, sir. We end every show with a prayer. So we're going to do that today. Not sure why I decided to kick us off, but it's all good. We're going to get ready to get out of here. Let's pray. Let me do this. I want people to be confident in first of all, to trust God and that He is in control of everything that's going on right now. Trusting and believing that He is not going to allow anything to be put upon us that we won't be able to handle as long as He's covering us. God is an awesome God. And because He is as awesome as He is, because He continues to do the things for us that He does, we can rest in Him and we can trust that He will continue to cover us and to cover our family. So I want you all to have confidence in that if you have confidence in nothing else. You don't worry about trusting the government. Don't worry about trusting any of those things. Focus more on what God has been able to do for you. And if you focus on who God has been to you, if you focus on everything that God has continued to pour into your life, I don't know why I'm talking to this microphone like it's
impure toxins, impure places. We got a